If you're noticing, planning, thinking about the future, as I said in the guided meditation, this is completely natural and conditioned. Another phenomena that often happens around this point in retreat is we might start noticing habitual patterns or identities that have been kind of quiescent for a few days starting to come up. And again, this is natural. It's our mind is starting to pick up what we'll be doing perhaps in the next days, and those thoughts condition the arising of emotions and moods and memories that come in. Often flavors of senses of self come in. And so again, this is quite natural. And with the momentum that you have at this point in the retreat, there's much more capacity to see it, to really meet these patterns and be aware of them as arisings, as conditioned. And also, perhaps, be much more cognizant of their suffering, of the feeling of suffering that's connected to these patterns and identities. The sense of the suffering that's embedded in that contracting, clinging identification. And again, this is not a mistake. Wisdom is seeing that this is suffering. When we are not so aware of the arising, conditioned in nature of these patterns, senses of self, we may attribute, it's kind of like the way my mind sees this happening, is that instead of recognizing, I mean, there may be a recognition of suffering, but instead of recognizing it as the clinging or the identification being the suffering, which is what wisdom notices, we attribute the suffering to being something out there or something inherently wrong with me or a problem with the world. And so the suffering is kind of misattributed. And this, with the wisdom here, the wisdom begins to understand where the suffering is actually happening. And this is really good news. It doesn't feel very good. And yet when we can recognize this and understand this as what's happening, sometimes the heart mind can soften a little bit around that dukkha and recognize, yes, this is the dukkha of clinging. This is the dukkha of identifying, of I, me, and mining. And so in this next day, if you're noticing patterns, habits, senses of self arising that are familiar, and there's kind of a sense of, oh, that again, explore the allowing and see if the heart can soften around the suffering of that. The heart can feel that suffering. When wisdom feels that suffering, the emotional kind of connection of that is compassion. So that compassion for the conditioned nature of these patterns and habits. Diana, do you want to add anything?
So just as Andrea said, it's natural, right, that the conditions are here for thoughts about tomorrow to arise. But just because thoughts about tomorrow arise, that doesn't mean that we've changed the space-time continuum. Tomorrow is still tomorrow. Just a reminder. Thank you.